Good afternoon. This is Monsignor Lavalley. It's Friday afternoon, and today is the Feast of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. It's a beautiful feast day. The Feast of the Sacred Heart goes back to apparitions of the Sacred Heart of Jesus to St. Margaret Mary. The whole message of the Sacred Heart of Jesus is God's mercy and God's love. When we see a picture or a statue of the Sacred Heart, if you notice very closely, he's exposing his heart. And the heart is surrounded by a crown of thorns, which is the symbol of his passion. In other words, the tremendous love that God had for us, that he went to the cross. And in the readings for today's Mass, on the Feast of the Sacred Heart, we hear St. Paul saying, it's a wonderful thing for someone to die for a good person, for a righteous person. But to die for people who aren't so good and aren't so holy, that really takes a great deal of love. And that's you, and that's me, and that's all of us. Because, not in a bad sense, but we're sinners. We're broken and we're frail and we're tremendously in need of God's love and God's mercy. And God's love never, never leaves us. And it shows itself in the passion of Christ. That's why we see in the picture of the Sacred Heart, why we see the heart surrounded by a crown of thorns. And then at the top of the heart, we see a flame, we see fire, which symbolizes love. Again, it's the love and the mercy of God. St. Margaret Mary, when the Sacred Heart appeared to her, there was much doubt. They thought she was lying. They didn't believe her. They thought she was crazy. There was all kinds of things. She suffered greatly, but she held to it. There was a young priest who was assigned to the convent where she was as their chaplain. He was very bright and very intelligent and very strict and very severe. His name was Claude de Colombier. And with his brightness and all of his brilliance, the bishop couldn't keep him in a parish because everything was black and white for Claude. There were no shades of gray in between. He had very little patience with human weakness. He had very little patience with sin. So they had a hard time keeping him in a parish, and so they sent him to the convent. And the Reverend Mother there was just so pleased to have him there because of his intelligence. And she said, I have a sister here. Her name is Sister Margaret Mary. And she claims to see Jesus. And she claims that his heart is exposed. And he's preaching mercy over and over and over again. Mercy, mercy. And she said, Father Claude, I think she's just trying to get attention. And Claude said, well, I will handle this. Send the sister to me. And so when she came, she was very humble. She was very polite and very obedient. And he said, so you're seeing Jesus? And she said, yes, Father, I do. And he has a message. What's his message? His message is mercy. What about people who don't deserve mercy? Well, if they deserved it, it wouldn't be mercy. Mercy isn't something we deserve. It's a free gift of God. It's given out of love. He wanted to test her, so he said, Sister, the next time you see Jesus, I want you to ask him to tell you what my sins are. And when you do that, the sins that I confessed the last time I went to confession, go and ask him. And she said, Father, I will do that. She came back to him and he said, did you ask Jesus what I told you? Yes, what did I tell you? To ask Jesus to tell me the sins that you committed in your last confession. And what did Jesus say? And she looked up and she said, Jesus said, tell Father, I don't remember. That's what my mercy does. It not only forgives, it forgets. That was the beginning of the conversion of Claude de Colombier, who was also a canonized saint, preaching the mercy and the love of God. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, I place my trust in thee. Jesus, meek and humble of heart, make our hearts like unto thine. May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit descend upon us and remain with us forever. Amen.